有哪一个人你带圣经来的，请把圣经举起来给我看看。
Raise your Bible if you brought your own Bible.
把圣经举起来。
Raise your own Bible.
有哪一个人没有带圣经来的人，把手举起来，我看看。
Anyone who has not brought a Bible, raise your hand.
明天晚上我要你把你的圣经带来。
Tomorrow night, I want you to bring your own Bible.
在必要的时候。
When we are in need.
我们要一节一节重要的念出关于圣灵的故事。
We want to read verse by verse important verses about the Holy Spirit.
今天在还没有传讲这一篇信息以前。
Before we preach about this message.
我要先给你建立一个思想的架构。
I want to have a structure of the thought that being established.
请大家看这里。
Look here.
圣父。
God the Father.
圣子。
God the Son.
圣灵
God the Holy Spirit
圣经
and also the Holy Bible
圣徒
and the Holy Saint
大家跟我说圣父圣子圣灵圣经圣徒圣父圣子圣灵是上帝
God the Father God the Son God the Holy Spirit is above three in one the God
圣经是上帝的话
And also the scripture is the word of God.
Holy scripture.
The Holy Bible is the word of God.
Is the word of God.
是神的话语。
圣徒是神的教会。
And the Holy Saint is the church of God.
圣徒是上帝的教会。
And the Holy Saint also is the church of the Holy Father.
圣徒是基督的心腹。
And the Holy Saint also is the bride of the Son.
圣徒是圣灵所生的神的儿女。
And the Holy Saints are the sons are given birth to by the Holy Spirit.
这里五个圣字。
And all these five saints,
圣父
the Holy, the Holy Father,
圣子
Holy Son,
圣灵
Holy Spirit,
圣经
Holy Bible,
圣徒
and the saints,
我先要把这个架构先建立起来。
I want to establish structure for you first.
大家再念一次。圣父圣子圣灵圣经圣徒我不要你们圣父圣子圣灵圣经糊涂我不要你就这样的人
I would want you to become a casual Christian
我们叫圣父圣子圣灵圣经圣徒那圣徒是很严肃的一批的子民
When you say the Holy Saint who are very serious group of people
因为神对这个世界所定的旨意
Because the will of God in this world
就是要把罪人
It is that the sinners
改变变成圣
They're being changed to be the holy people
这也就叫做圣灵的死
And that's why it's called a baptism of the Holy Spirit
圣灵洗净我们
Because the Holy Spirit is going to baptize us
使我们从罪人的身份变成圣徒
To cleanse our soul as a sinner become a saint
所以一个专讲圣灵而生活不圣洁的人你要谨慎
So when you talk about the Holy Spirit but his life is not holy you must be careful about that
因为圣灵的洗就是洁净人
Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit to cleanse us
使人成为圣徒
So they become a saint
好当把这五个圣字摆在这里的时候
When you put all these five holies here
你看见圣灵在中间
You see the Holy Spirit is right in between
那我现在就从这个五个圣的这个排列我们看圣灵到底做了什么工作
So from this order of the five holy you want to see what's the work of the Holy Spirit
圣灵荣耀圣子
And the Holy Spirit will glorify the Holy Son
而圣子彰显圣父
The Holy Son manifests the Holy God The Father
大家说圣灵荣耀圣子圣子彰显圣父父差子
And the Holy Father sent the Son
子承前救恩往父那里去
And the Son has accomplished salvation and go back to God
以后
Father,
父子差遣圣灵
And then the Son and also God the Father sent the Holy Spirit
我再讲一次父差子
And the Father sent the Son
成全救恩
When he accomplished salvation
子就往父那里去
And the Son returned back to the Father
有父子差遣圣灵
And the Son and also the Father sent the Spirit
大家说一二三父差子成全救恩有子往父那里去有父与子一同差遣圣灵到这个世界上来你明白这一段了以后
So when you understand this paragraph
现在我们看圣灵圣经圣徒
So we now see the Holy Spirit the Holy Bible and the saints
圣灵启示圣经
And the Holy Spirit revealed the Holy Bible
圣经光照圣徒
And the Holy Bible illuminate the saints
圣灵 借着圣经的道重生圣徒。
And the Holy Spirit through the Holy Word to regenerate the Christians.
我们大家再讲一次，听一次哈。圣灵启示圣经。
The Holy Spirit reveals the Holy Bible.
圣灵借着圣经光照教导圣徒。
So the Holy Spirit through the Holy Bible reveals and illuminates the teach the Christians.
因为圣灵借着圣经来重生圣徒。
And also the Holy Spirit through the Holy Bible to regenerate the Holy Saints.
所以如果不是圣灵的工作，
If it is not the work of the Holy Spirit,
道就不在人间，
Then the word will not be in the midst of mankind.
如果不是圣灵的工作，
If it is not the work of the Holy Spirit,
人就不明白上帝的道，
Then man cannot understand the word of God.
如果不是圣灵借着圣道做的工作，
If it is not the work of the Holy Spirit through the Holy Word,
没有罪人被重生变成圣徒，
There would not be sinners who have been turned and converted into the saints.
所以圣灵启示圣经，
So the Holy Spirit reveals the Bible.
圣灵借着道重生罪人成为圣徒。
And then the Holy Spirit through the word regenerate us as sinners become the same.
我们大家说，圣灵启示圣经，圣灵借着道重生罪人成为圣徒。再一次啊，一二三，圣灵启示圣经，圣灵借着道重生罪人成为圣徒。这样的我们就已主同国了。
And because of that, we are in the same kingdom as the Lord.
我们成为神的儿女。
And become the children of God.
那这个圣灵是很重要的。
And the Holy Spirit is very important.
我相信有很多的人在使徒信经里面念到这一句，我信圣灵。
I believe that in the Apostles' Creed, many Christians read that I believe in the Holy Spirit.
因为他读圣经的时候，也看到很多关于圣灵的词句、圣灵的记载。
So when they read the Bible, there are many phrases and terminology concerned the Holy Spirit.
但当他要把这些千头万绪有关圣灵的记载整理成一个新娘的思想体系的时候，
When we integrate all these thoughts and teaching about Holy Spirit become a system,
他感到这个不简单。
They find that this is not simple.
接下去他看见有一些标榜圣灵的运动。
They will see that some movement that emphasized a lot about the Holy Spirit.
如火如荼。
And also it moves like fire.
所以很冲动的激励人的情感。
And very emotionally they want to arouse our emotion.
吸引很多人参加那样的聚会。
And to attract many people to this kind of meeting.
那是他就更混乱了。
And all the more they're confused.
为什么在我的教会里面好像看不见圣灵的工作？
Why is that in my church I see I do not see the work of the Holy Spirit?
为什么圣灵的工作好像和圣经所记载又不大一样？
Why is that the work of the Spirit so different as what is recorded in the Bible?
所以我们从头要建立对圣灵论认识的信仰体系。
So that's why we got to re-establish the understanding of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit from the Bible.
这样这三个晚上的聚会，
So the meeting for these three nights,
相信对教会的领袖是很重要。
And I truly believe that it will be very important to church leaders.
对侍奉主的信徒是很重要。
And to the saints who are in service also is very important.
对于每一个基督徒日常的生活的认识也是很重要。
And even to the Christian, to their daily living, it's very important.
所以我求主的灵引导我们。
So I ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
给我一边讲的时候，
So that as I preach,
你一边听的时候，
So as you listen,
创造理性的上帝，
And the God who is creator of rationality,
就用圣灵所启示的真理来引导这些被造的理性。
And the Holy Spirit will use the word of God to guide our creator reasoning,
使我们归回纯正的信仰的规条里。
So we are returned back to the pure truth of God.
所以这个讲座没有圣灵的同工是不可能的。
So if there's no working of the Holy Spirit in this seminar, it's impossible.
我们明白上帝的话没有圣灵的光照是不可能的。
Because to understand the word of God without illumination from the Holy Spirit, it is impossible.
愿主的灵帮助我们。
We pray the Holy Spirit guide us.
好，今天我要以各地所讲的完全不一样的方式来对你们讲。
And I will preach to you differently from all the places I preached before.
我先从三个弱这个字来讲关于圣灵的重要性。
I will first talk about three eves, about the importance of the Holy Spirit.
在圣经里面三个弱字是很重要的。
In the Bible, there are three very important eves.
都是关系圣灵的。
It concerns about the Holy Spirit.
那么这三个弱字到底在讲什么呢？
And these three eves, what are they talking about?
这三个弱字告诉我们，
These three eves tell us,
如果不是上帝的灵，
If it is not the Holy Spirit,
没有人知道上帝的事。
No one can understand the thing about God.
这是第一个如果。
This is the first if.
如果不是上帝的灵。
If it is not God's Spirit,
人就不明白上帝的。
Man cannot understand thing about God.
第二。
The second.
如果不是圣灵感动。
If it is not the moving of the Holy Spirit,
就没有人称耶稣为主。
No one can confess that Jesus is Lord.
这是第二个很重要的如果。
This is the second very important if.
第三个如果。
And the third if.
如果不是有圣灵住在你里面。
If it is not Holy Spirit who dwell in you.
如果你没有基督的灵。
If you do not have the Spirit of Christ,
你就不是属基督的。
Then you do not belong to Christ.
啊，这三个如果是使我很害怕。
These three it frightens me.
因为这三个如果告诉我们圣灵的重要性。
Because these three it tells us the importance of the Holy Spirit.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
如果不是上帝的灵。
If it is not God's Spirit.
人就不能认识上帝。
Man cannot understand God.
如果不是圣灵感动
If it is the Holy Spirit that touch us,
没有人能耶稣基督为主
No one can confess Jesus as Lord.
如果一个人没有基督的灵
If a man do not have Christ's Spirit,
这个人就不是属基督的
Then he does not belong to Christ.
你说汤姆斯你这三个如果是从哪里来的呢
Pastor Tom, where do you have these three E's?
是你自己要强调圣灵的重要性自己想出来的
Is it because you want to highlight the important Holy Spirit and you want to create these three E's?
我告诉你绝对不是的
No, of course not.
这三个如果都是圣经自己的话语
Because all these three is recorded in the Bible.
因为圣经自己告诉我们圣灵是这样重要
Because the Bible tells us that such an importance of the Holy Spirit.
所以教会不可以不教导关于圣灵的真理
So the church cannot help but have to teach about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
基督徒不可以不知道关于圣灵的教训
The Christians understand about the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
侍奉主为主做见证的人不可以不知道圣灵与你的关系是什么
Those who want to minister must understand the relationship of the Holy Spirit and you
有人批评从改教以来许多的教理都讲得很清楚就是圣灵论没有教导清楚
Some have preached that ever since the Reformation they teach about all doctrine very clearly but not about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit
对于这句反应我的回答是对一半错一半
To this kind of response, I will say that it is half right but half wrong.
因为按照字句来说
According to ourselves,
按照字句来说
According to the words,
我们看见的这个改教以来的文献好像没有专论圣灵的这些的章这些的这节
We see the literature ever since the Reformation as if they did not talk much about the Holy Spirit
但是按照字里行间所表达的意义
But according to what's being manifested in the word between lines
我说这件事不应当这么说
And I say we shouldn't say it's such a manner
因为有人认为呢加文的这个基督教要义里面论到圣灵的事不是专题专章但是多到不得了
A lot of people say that John Calvin in the history of Christian religion if it's not by chapters but the word that is kind of Holy Spirit there's so much of it
我们也相信整个改教的运动就是圣灵帮助改教家重新靠圣灵做圣灵要他做的工作
And also we believe that those reformers in the Reformation it is by the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit enlightened them so they could teach them how to do the Reformation
所以今天晚上我们一定要重新肯定圣灵的重要性
So once again we want to reconfirm the importance of the Holy Spirit
如果不是圣灵
If it is not the Holy Spirit
没有人知道上帝的事
No one can know the things about God
如果不是圣灵
If it is not the Holy Spirit
没有人认耶稣为主
No one can confess Christ Jesus as Lord
如果不是圣灵
If it is not the Holy Spirit
没有人属于耶稣基督
No one can belong to Christ
这是在讲什么呢
What is this all about?
这是讲圣灵在启示论的重要
Which is the importance of the doctrine of revelation in Holy Spirit
圣灵在救赎的施行的事情上的重要
Then Holy Spirit is so important in the application of the salvation
圣灵在与圣徒同在印证我们是神儿女的地位上的重要
that the presence of the Holy Spirit confirmed that the children of God is so important
为什么我这样讲呢
why should I say so
如果没有上帝的灵
if it is not the Spirit of God
没有人认识上帝的事
no one can know the thing of God
这句话就告诉我们上帝的灵把上帝的事告诉我们我们才知道上帝做了什么事
which means God's Spirit tell us something about God's thing so that we can understand what God has done
上帝的灵 把上帝的本性告诉我们，我们才知道神是一位怎样的神。
The Spirit of God tells the nature of God. That's why you can know what's the nature of God.
所以这样的圣灵就成了上帝启示他自己以及他要我们知道的一切真理的唯一的媒介。
So this Holy Spirit becomes the only medium whereby we can understand things that God revealed to us about Himself.
我这里当然指的是特殊启示讲的，不是指普遍启示。
Of course, I'm talking about special revelation, not a general revelation.
那你说这件事是事吗？是什么？
Is it a fact? You say?
是的。
Yes.
圣经是这么讲的。
Because the Bible says so.
等下我把这几件解释了，我要你们读三节的圣经。
And after I expounded this clearly, I want to read you to read three passages from the Bible.
第二样。
The second.
若不是圣灵感动一个人，
if it's not Holy Spirit touch a person,
或者可以用另外一句话来说，若不是圣灵在一个人的身心中间做工，
oh, another word, if it's not the Holy Spirit that works in a heart,
没有一个人能承认耶稣是他的主，
no one can confess that Christ Jesus is his Lord,
没有一个人会接受耶稣做他的救主，
and no one can receive Christ Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
这什么意思呢？
What is the meaning?
也就是圣灵帮助人来接受耶稣基督，也承认他是我生命的主宰。
Which in the Holy Spirit help us so we can receive Christ Jesus and confess that He's my Lord.
这样圣灵做工以后
，So after the working of the Holy Spirit，
救赎就运行在人的身上。
Then the salvation is being applied in us.
这个人就得救，就称耶稣做他的救主。
Then he is saved and now he confess Christ Jesus.
主啊
，Lord，
是你救我。
That you saved me.
是你做了我的救主。
That you become my savior.
是你已经救我了。
That you have saved me.
是我称呼你为主。
And that's why I confess you as Lord.
当他称耶稣为主的时候
，When he confessed Christ Jesus as Lord,
甚至冒危险来承认这个信仰。
It is through great dangers you want to confess this truth.
这个怎么可能呢
？What's possible?
圣灵感动他这样做的。
Because the Holy Spirit touched him so that he does it in such manner.
第三样
，The third.
当圣灵感动一个人重生他。是他称耶稣为主得救以后
When the Holy Spirit touch a person so they confess and also Jesus Christ is Lord
那圣灵就住在这个人的里面
Then the Holy Spirit dwell in his heart
他能印证他
And to confirm him
与他同在
And to be with him
充满他
And to fill him
光照他
And to illuminate him
洁净他
And to cleanse him
感动他
And to touch him
然后带领他
And to guide him
以后呢就给他一个很明确很肯定的一个把握
and to give him assurance
这个肯定的把握是什么呢
and this certainty and assurance was that
我是属于耶稣基督
I belong to Jesus
这样圣灵就成了一个在他里面的印记
so this Holy Spirit became a seal in him
永远的印记
an eternal seal
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
这样因为圣灵我认识上帝
because the Holy Spirit I know about God
因为圣灵我认识基督
Because of the Holy Spirit I know about Christ
因为圣灵我认识自己
Because of the Holy Spirit I know about myself
因为圣灵我知道上帝的事
Because of the Holy Spirit I know about things of God
因为圣灵我承认基督是我的主
Because of the Holy Spirit I confess Christ Jesus is my Lord
因为圣灵我有把握我是属耶稣基督
Because of the Holy Spirit I have a certainty knowing that I belong to Christ
你现在听清楚了吗
Now you clear about this structure
这三件事
These three things
都是从如果如果如果开始
They come from if and if and if
现在我们要查考这三个如果
I want to check these three ifs in the Bible
第一个如果
The first if
是在哥林多前书第二章
First Corinthians chapter 2
哥林多前书第二章
First Corinthians chapter 2
有圣经的翻开来
He who has the Bible please turn it to First Corinthians chapter 2
如果你旁边没有圣经你分享与他一同来看
If a neighbor does not have a Bible share with them
哥林多前书第二章
First Corinthians chapter 2
我们看一节很特别的圣经
A very special verse
我先读第十节你们读第十一节
I shall read verse number 10 You shall read verse number 11
只有上帝叫做圣灵向我们显明了因为圣灵参透万事就是上帝深奥的事也参透了第十一节一同来读除了在人里头的灵谁知道人的事呢像这样除了上帝的灵也没有人知道上帝的事再一次除了在人里头的灵谁知道人的事呢像这样除了上帝的灵也没有人知道上帝的事意思就是说 如果不靠着圣灵，没有人知道上帝。
Meaning that if it's not through the Holy Spirit, no one can understand God's things.
这是第一个。
This is the first if.
If without the Holy Spirit,
若不是圣灵
，if not through the Holy Spirit,
若不是透过圣灵
，no one understand God.
没有人能够明白神。
第二
，second，
第二个。圣灵的重要性写在哪里呢
？The second of the importance of Holy Spirit, where does it record?
我们再看哥林多前书第十二章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3.
哥林多前书第十二章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3.
所以我告诉你们，被上帝的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的；若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有人能说耶稣是主的。大家一同来读十二章。第三节，一二三，所以我告诉你们，被上帝的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的；若不是被圣灵感动，没有人说耶稣是主的。请你读。
And verse number three says, therefore I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
这样的圣灵感动人。称耶稣基督为主。
So it is the Holy Spirit that touches our hearts so that we can confess Christ Jesus as Lord.
第三点，我们看罗马书第八章。
And the third is Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第九节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
我先念一遍，你有你们大家一同来念。
I'll read first, then you follow.
如果上帝的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵的。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。我们一同来读，一二三。如果上帝的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵的。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。请你读。
And say, but you are not in the flesh, you are in the spirit. If the spirit of God really dwells in you, anyone who does not have the spirit of Christ does not belong to him.
如果人没有基督的灵。
If a man does not have the spirit of Christ,
就不是属基督的。
Then he does not belong to him.
所以这三节的圣经很清楚给我们看见。
So these three verses clearly tell us
圣灵的重要性。
The importance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在什么事上是重要的呢
？Upon which thing the Holy Spirit is important?
圣灵的启示论它是很重要的。
The doctrine of revelation is important.
圣灵的救赎的施行上。它是很重要的。
But the application of the salvation is important.
圣灵的信徒的印证上，它是很重要的。
But the confirmation of a Christian is important.
如果不是圣灵做工
，if it is not working of the Holy Spirit,
启示就不在人间。
Then revelation will not be in man.
如果不是圣灵感动
，if it is not the moving of the Holy Spirit,
施行救赎的事情就不能成全。
And the application of salvation cannot be accomplished.
如果不是圣灵印证我们
，if it is not Holy Spirit confirming us,
住在我们里面
，to dwell within us,
没有一个人是属于耶稣基督。
No one can belong.To Christ Jesus.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
那我们现在要从这里开始分析圣灵做什么工作
So from here we're going to analyze what kind of work the Holy Spirit does.
有一个灵恩派的人讲这样的话语
A person from charismatic tell me
他说福音派的人不信圣灵的工作
He said the evangelicals do not believe in the work of the Holy Spirit.
当他讲这一句话的时候呢
When he said this
就引起了很大很大的混乱
He arouses a lot of confusion.
是谁信圣灵的工作
That,
谁不信圣灵的工作
That who believes in the work of the Holy Spirit and who does not believe.
所以有一个人就问他说你怎么可以说福音派的人不信圣灵的工作
And a person asked him, how can you say that these evangelicals do not believe in the work of the Holy Spirit?
他说是啊
He said, yes.
因为你们的教会里面没有方言啊
Because in your church there is no speaking tongue.
你们的教会里面没有神迹
And there's no miracles in your church.
你们的教会没有医病吗
And there's no divine healing.
所以这些工作你们都没有你怎么说你相信圣灵的工作
When you don't have all this work, how can you say that you believe in the Holy Spirit?
哦，现在就开始分出来了
Now it's been divided.
你怎么认知圣灵的工作是什么
So how do you know what kind of work the Holy Spirit does?
圣灵的工作圣经怎么教导的
And how does the Bible teach about the work of the Holy Spirit?
什么叫做圣灵
What is the Holy Spirit?
什么叫做圣灵的工作
And what is the work of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是谁
Who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵有怎样的生命
？And what kind of life the Holy Spirit has？
圣灵有怎样的位格的本质
？What kind of nature of the person of the Holy Spirit？
圣灵做怎么样的工作
？What kind of work it does？
请大家跟我讲，圣父上帝、圣子上帝、圣灵上帝，一二三， 圣父上帝、圣子上帝、圣灵上帝是三位一体独一的真神。大家说是三位一体独一的真神，所以圣父、圣子、圣灵是三位一体的上帝。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God who is Triune God.
The Triune God, which is the only God.
而这三位一体的神是独一的神。
这位独一的上帝是三位一体的上帝。
And this is the only God who is a Triune God.
所以神的工作
So the work of the God.
也就是圣父、圣子、圣灵一同做的工作。
And also he's the worker of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
我再讲一次，神的工作
The work of God,
也就是圣父、圣子、圣灵一同做的工作。
It's the work of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit working together.
Amen. 好，现在回答我，神做的工作千千千万万万万万。
And God, the Father has done much of the work.
Millions
of work.
The whole universe.
整个宇宙
is the work of God，
就是神自己的工作。
我们每个人都经历神的工作。
And we all experience the work of God。
我们的身体是神的工作。
And our body is the work of God。
我们得救的灵魂是神的工作。
Our soul is saved is the work of God。
神的工作太多了。
God's work has so much。
现在我请问你，神最大的一些工作是什么
？Then what are the greatest work of God you want to ask？
神做了这么多的工作。
God has done so much work。
神最大的工作是什么
？And what are the greatest？
现在我要给你们半分钟的时间，你们跟旁边的人讨论一下。
For half a minute, you want to discuss with the neighbor.
神最大的工作是什么
？What is the greatest work of God?
每个人都要讲话。
Everybody got to speak.
我看见你没有讲话，就请你上来。
If I do not see that you discuss, I want to invite you to come forward.
好，半分钟的工作。
Half a minute.
神最大的工作是什么
？What is the greatest work of God?
你不要谈生意啊。
You're not talking about business.
神最大的工作是什么
？What is the greatest work of God?
哎，怎么完了？
So you finish so fast.
神做那么多工，你三秒钟就完了。
God has done so much work, but you finish in 3 seconds.
好，谁要讲
？So who wants to?Give your opinion.
神最大的工作是什么
？What is the greatest work of God?
造人
，create man.
他们要造马
，didn't he create horse too?
只有造人呐、啊、
，only man that he created.
他们要造蚂蚁啊
，didn't he create ant?
牛啊，猪啊，狗啊，羊啊
，cows and also pigs and also lambs.
好，至少他回答了。
Or at least
还有什么
？What else?
这个就可以说救人。
The save mankind.
造人就不必人，救就要人。
Save mankind.
因为他们要救马、救牛、救猪。
Because he never saved cows and pigs.
还有什么
？What else?
启示圣经。
Review the Bible.
还有什么
？What else?
创造宇宙万物。
Create the universe.
还有什么
？What else?
啊？道成肉身
，What becoming flesh？
上帝的工作道成肉身
，What the work of God incarnation？
还有什么
？What else？
啊？圣灵，圣灵就是上帝。上帝做什么工作？做圣灵。
What is the work of the？
想清楚，好好吧。
God，
圣灵就是上帝。上帝做什么工作
？Because the Holy Spirit is God. What kind of work is greatest in God？
那你明白或者上帝明白
？To understand the love of God,
上帝做什么工作
？What work that God does?
不要随便答。
Think carefully.
好好想。
Think carefully.
想多讲少，想深讲浅，好传道。没有想乱抓，拜基督徒。
But you think much, you talk less. Think deep, but talk in shallow manner.
上帝做什么工作？最大的工作什么工作
？What's the greatest work of God?
啊，刚才讲了救赎，还有什么
？What else？
引导
，to guide。
还有，
It's in the life。
你要说上帝赐永生，不能说永生。
God give eternal life, not just eternal life。
他做什么工作
？What work that he does？
还有什么
？What else？
啊，做六天的工作，做什么工作？做六天的工作。
The work, the work of six days. What he does？
你们头脑要清楚一点。
You must be clear in your mind。
还有什么
？What else？
启示他自己
，to reveal himself，
启示圣经
，to reveal the Bible，
圣经里面就有告诉我们他自己是谁
，and the Bible tells who he is，
启示他自己
，to reveal himself，
还有什么
？What else？
还有什么
？What else？
使我们成为圣徒
，to enable us to become saints，
还有什么
？What else？
啊，我想不要浪费时间了。
We're not going to waste time.
因为是下去呢，你们就把那些次要的东西，还带到更重要的地方来。
If not, you're bring the secondary as the most important.
现在我要你注意啊，上帝最大的三个工作。
Pay attention. One of the three greatest important work of God.
第一
，the first，
就是他与宇宙关系的工作。
He's the work of his relationship with the universe.
第二
，the second，
就是他与教会关系的工作。
The work of his relationship with the church.
第三
the third
就是他与真理之间的关系的工作。
The work of him and the truth.
在宇宙方面的
with, for the universe.
神做了什么工作呢？
What did God done?
他是创造者。
He's a creator.
是创造之工。
So the work of creation
是神的工作。
It's the work of God.
在教会方面呢？
In the church,
他拯救我们成为他的儿女。
He saved us to become his children.
所以这是救赎之工。
The work of salvation
是神的第二大工。
The second great work of God.
第三方面呢？
And the third,
他把自己同自己真理的内容告诉我们。
And how he tells about the truth about himself.
所以这是启示之工。
The work of revelation.
这是神的三大工作。
So this are three great important.Word of God.
圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体，上帝做什么工作呢
？God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three triune God. What work that He does?
创造之工
，the work of creation.
救赎之工
，the work of salvation.
启示之工
，and the work of revelation.
大家一同说，一、二、三，创造之工，救赎之工，启示之工。好，现在我要问你。如果上帝不创造，那有什么后果呢
？I want to ask you if God never created, what kind of consequence that we are going to face?
我再问，如果上帝不救赎，有什么后果呢
？And also, if God doesn't save, what is the consequence?
我再问，
And continue,
如果上帝不启示，有什么后果呢
？If God does not reveal, what is the consequence?
好，你们现在再用半分钟的时间彼此讨论一下。
And now half a minute more, you want to discuss about this?
如果上帝不创造
，If God never create,
如果上帝不救赎
，It can never save.
如果上帝不启示
，It can never reveal.
好，现在我这一次不要问你们一个一个人了。
So I'm not going to ask one by one now.
我也不等你们站起来讲了。
I'm not waiting for you to stand up and speak.
我要问三个牧师。
I want to ask three pastors.
啊，第一个牧师。
The first pastor.
如果上帝不创造。
If God never create.
张景洲牧师。
张
惠都。就没有任何东西存在。
Then there's no existence.
明白了吗
？Of anything.
如果神不创造。
If God never create.
只有神自己存在
Only God himself exists.
神之外就没有任何的存在
Other than God there's no other existence.
第二
The second
我要问的是赖腾生牧师
Pastor Lai
如果上帝不救赎什么后果呢
If God doesn't save what is the consequence
如果上帝不救赎那人就永远灭亡
人就永远灭亡了。
Eternally, man will perish.
人就没有盼望了。
Man has no hope.
人的罪要受赦免了，不受赦免。
Cannot be forgiven.
好，现在是第二样，第三样。如果上帝不启示呢
？If God never reveals.
好，请潘自强牧师。
Reverend Paul.
就没有人明白上帝。
No one can understand about God.
我再补充，也没有人明白上帝以及任何的真理。
And no one can understand God and any other truth.
Okay, 请你注意哦。
Pay attention.
上帝如果不创造，
if God never creates,
宇宙就不存在。
Then there's no existence of the universe.
上帝如果不救赎，
if God never saves,
教会就不存在了。
There's no existence of the church.
上帝如果不启示，
if God never revealed,
对真理的认识就不存在了。
And there's no existence of the knowledge of the truth.
大家一同说，一二三，上帝如果没有创造，宇宙一切都不存在。上帝如果没有救赎，教会就不存在。我不是说礼拜堂啊，我是说教会。上帝如果没有启示，对真理的认识就不存在。那很可怜的。
So it's so pitiful.
所以如果第一个工作没有做，
if there's no work of the first kind,
第二第三也不必做，
then there's no need to do the second and third work.
因为都不存在，为什么还有救赎呢？
Because if there's no existence, how can be salvation?
神的创造，
the creation of God,
是神的爱的延伸，
is the extension of the love of God.
The love of God is the expansion of his love in order to create and to have an object of love.
乃是神自己里面的爱把它延伸出来，以至于创造，并且把这样的创造呢就成为他的爱的彰显。
这里不是要表示神的爱延伸受局限需要扩大，不是。
This is not talking about the limitation of love that needs to be expanded.
神的爱本身是自全自美的。
Because the love of God is self-containing and self-sufficient.
The sufficient love of God in his eternity.
神在这个永恒里面他的爱是自足的。
Unlimited love of God in his trinity.
神无限的爱在他的三位体里面已经足了。
但是他延伸出产生创造之功，就使被造之物可以彰显他的爱。
But what is extended in his creation, then the created one can enjoy his love.
在被造之物中间有他形象的，就可以享受他的爱的交流了。
That in the sphere of the creation can then enjoy the communication and the fellowship of his love.
这样神的爱的延伸就产生了创造的行动。
So the extension of love of God that produces the action of creation.
这样神的爱的成全就产生了救赎的行动。
And the accomplishment of this love of God also accomplished the work of salvation.
所以被他在爱里面所造而又失败的人，因为他们的救赎，神的爱在他的身上就被成全起来。
So he who is created in the love of God and failing in that, so in love that is accomplished in the salvation.
神的爱在真理的交流上就使我们领受了他的启示的工作。
And upon the communication of truth, God's love enables us so that we can understand about his work.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这三大工作，
these three great work of God,
是神自己才能做的工作。
It is only God himself can accomplish.
除了神就没有可以做创造之工。
Other than God, there is no possibility of creation.
除了神就没有可以做救赎之功的。
Other than God, there's no one who can accomplish the work of salvation.
除了神自己就没有可以做启示之功的。
Other than God, there's no one who can do the work of revelation.
那么你说我们在文学里面，文学里面，
so in literature,
我们在艺术里面，
also in art,
我们在音乐里面，
in music,
岂不是有很多创造的事业，创造的果效，创造的这个成品出来的？
Are there not many results and the product of creation?
那是不一样的。
That is different.
所以圣经里面用的创造那个字，
the creation, this word used in the Bible,
乃是用从没有变成有那个意思。
It's creation ex nihilo.
这个叫 creatio ex nihilo.
It's creating from nothing.
Create from nothingness.
从没有而造有。
只有上帝可以做创造。
It is only God who can create ex nihilo.
从本来不存在的，
before this existence,
他的大能大力变成存在。
Because of the almighty power, they become existence.
这个叫做创造。
And that's what calls creation.
所以这个已经有的在加工改造，那不是叫做创造。
What there is already have you manufacture is not creation.
所以希腊文有三个字， Bara, Asha, Yatsa。
Bara, Asha, and Yatsa。
表示了 Bara就是神自己做的工作。
Bara means God himself has created.
从没有到有。
creating ex nihilo，
神照样可以把已经有的再改造、再加工制造。
And from what is existing, God can add some work to it。
所以在创世纪里面有不同的名词把神创造之功表现出来。
And that's why in the book of Genesis, use different words to manifest different meanings。
所以第一章第二节说，起初上帝创造天地的时候是用 bara 这个词。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, you see that in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and that word used bara.
有这一个字以前根本没有天地的存在。
Because before this creation, there's no such thing heaven earth.
当26节、27节，上帝说，我们要按照自己的形象造人，上帝就按照自己的形象造男造女的时候，又是用 bara 这个词。
And verse 22 and 26, God 7, God said that when to create man according to our image, and also that use the word bara.
这样的这个指标是从前没有人类的存在。
Between the pre-existently, there's no man that exists.
人的被造与其他万物的被造是完全不一样的。
That the creation of man is different from the creation of any other thing.
像人就不是其他的生物演化的一个果效。
So man is not a result of evolution of other existence.
人是神特别一个完全不同的从无变有的一个品种的创造。
But rather it's a new species that God has created especially.
但是在第四节里面提到上帝的造的日夜星辰的时候就不用这个字。
But in verse 4, when it says God created the light of my body,
它是加工建造，使这些的字、这些的星体可以发出光来。
Then he has to remanufacture so that this light body can illuminate and emit light.
为什么不需要用 bara 这个字呢？
Why that he doesn't use the word bara?
因为这些已经在第一章第二节里面的创造从无变有已经造成了。
Because all this has been created in the first chapter 1 verse 2.
神的启示是这样也。
So the revelation of God is so strict.
那么当上帝造人的时候
，So when God created man,
他是按照自己的形象样式造了人。
It's according to His likeness and image that created man.
所以神是永恒的神。
So God is eternal God.
他就把永恒性放在人里面。
So He put eternalness in us.
神是圣洁的神。
God is holy God.
神就把道德性放在人里面。
And God put morality in us.
神是主权的神。
God is the God of sovereignty.
神就把主宰性放在人里面。
And God also put the nature of lordship in us.
神是有创造功能的神。
And God is the one who creates.
神就把创造性放在人里面。
And God has put creating nature in us.
这样的人是以万物不同的，因为人有创造性的形象。
So man is different from all other things because created after the image of God.
所以你才有文学的创作。
And that's why you can create an in writing.
你才有艺术的创作。
And also you can create an art.
你才有音乐的创作。
You can create also in music.
这些的创作是建造在已经有的形体观念和音的形象的规律里面。
But all this creation, but only the being succumbed to the laws of music and other rules.
神造了音的规律。
God has produced the law of music.
神把音乐让人去造。
And that's why man can create music.
神造了形象的规律。
And God also created the laws of the heavenly body.
神把图画美术让人去造。
And also God has allowed us to create in art.
让你造的时候
，When you create,
你不是从无变有。
You're not created ex nihilo.
你是从有的形象产生线条的模仿。
But with the existing image, you want to imitate about this image.
你是从音的规律产生了音阶的这个花样的制造。
So from the rules of this music, you want to have alteration of it.
所以这是不一样的。
So this is different.
现在我们言归正传。
So we come back to it.
上帝创造之功
，That God's work of creation
是谁造的呢？
Who created?
你说是上帝造的。
You say God created.
是上帝中间的哪一个位格造的
？Which person is playing God who created?
是圣父造呢，或者圣子造呢，或者圣灵造呢
？Is it God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit?
要不要再用半分钟？
Do you want to discuss more?
上帝创造的时候
，When God created,
是圣父造的，或者圣子造的，还是圣灵造的
？Is it God the Father or God the Son or God the Holy Spirit?
我告诉你，圣父创造，圣子创造。圣灵创造。
And I tell you, it's God the Father great, God the Son great, and God the Holy Spirit
great. 大家说，一二三，圣父创造，圣子创造，圣灵创造，父借着子创造一切。
God the Father through the Son create everything.
所以呢， 哥罗西书第一章告诉我们
That's the Colossians chapter 1 tell us
他借着子创造了万有
That through the Son he created everything
万有是借着他造的就是为他造的
And all things are created through him and for him
那么子是哪一位呢
And who is the Son
子是第二个位格
Son is the second person
子是谁呢
Who is the Son
子就是神的话
Son is the word of God
上帝借着他的话就造了万有
and God through His word create all things
所以说呢太初有道道与上帝同在道就是上帝万物都是借着道而造的
in the beginning there was word the word was with God the word was God and all things created through the word
将父创造子也创造
so God the Father create and God the Son also create
大家注意看这里
yeah you look here
上帝说
God speaks
要有光
There must be light
就有了光
And there was light
上帝什么
God
说
Speaks
说什么呢
Speak what
就是道出来了
And the word was seen
上帝
God
道
Word
道一降出来的时候
When the word was proceeded
神的言语表达了神的意念
And the word of God expresses the mind of God
神的全能就成全了神的意念
And the power of God accomplishes the mind of God
神的言语就是道
The word of God is word
神的全能就是灵
The power of God is spirit
父讲话的时候
When God the Father speaks
话里面带有能力
And the word is power
神圣父圣子圣灵就把创造之功表现出来了
So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit now accomplish the work of creation
当上帝创造万物的时候
When God created all things
他说
He said
然后是圣灵运行在水面上
Then the Holy Spirit moves among the water
这样道就彰显了
And the word now being expressed
灵就运行了
And the Holy Spirit moves
所以是父子圣灵一同做创造之功
So it is God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit The work, the work of creation
这是第一样
And that's the first
第二样
The second,
上帝做救赎之功
And God also have the word of salvation
所以圣经旧约我圣经告诉我们耶和华是独一的救主
And the Old Testament said that Jehovah is the only God
他就救赎他的百姓
And he's the savior who saves his people 他
要拯救他的百姓脱离外邦人的侵略
And to save his people from the hand of the Gentiles
他要拯救他的百姓脱离百姓的痛苦
To save his people from the suffering of the people
脱离法老给他们的奴役
And to save the people from Pharaoh
新约的时候
In the New Testament
就说你要给他起名叫耶稣因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来
You must call his name Jesus because you want to save his own people from the sin.
然后这个救赎的恩典是透过圣灵去施行。
And the grace of salvation is applied through the Holy Spirit.
所以希伯来书十章第二十九节说：“我们不可亵渎这施恩的圣灵。
”And that's why in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 29 he said that we must not blaspheme this grace that comes from the Spirit.
神是救赎主。
God is the God of, who is the Savior.
基督是成全救恩的救主。
And Christ Jesus is the one that accomplished salvation.
圣灵是施行施恩的救主。
And Holy Spirit is the Savior that applies salvation.
将圣父、圣子、圣灵把救恩临到人间来。
So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit now enable the salvation to come to us.
圣父拯救。
God the Father saves.
圣子拯救。
God the Son saves.
圣灵拯救。
God the Holy Spirit saves.
三位一体的上帝是救赎。人类的上帝
So the triune God is the God who saved mankind
神做救赎之功
So God does the work of salvation
圣父拯救人
God the Father saves
圣子拯救人
God the Son saves
圣灵拯救人
God the Holy Spirit saves
大家一同说一二三圣父拯救人圣子拯救人圣灵拯救人那么这三位是不是救主啊
And all these three are they the Savior?
这三位一体的救主
The Savior who is three triune God
现在注意听下面三句话
Now listen to this statement
这是贾一鸣提出来的
贾一鸣 has said this
圣父预备救恩
God the Father prepares that way
圣子成全救恩
God the Son accomplished that way
圣灵施行救恩
And God the Holy Spirit applies that way
大家说一二三圣父预备救恩圣子成全救恩圣灵施行救恩神是不是救主
And is God the Savior?
第一个工作是什么
What's the work, first work?、
啊、创造之功
The work creation
我再问第一个工作是什么
What's the first work?
谁做的
Who does it?
父子 圣灵做的。
God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
第二个工作是什么
？The second work,
救赎之工，谁做的
？The work of salvation, who does it? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
很好，第三个工作。
The third,
神是启示的上帝。
God is the one who reveals.
启示之工
and the work of revelation.
谁做的
？Who does it?
照样，父子。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
你说是吗
？Is that true?
父子圣灵都做启示之工吗
？That God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit does the work of revelation.
是
，Yes.
为什么呢
？Why?
父乐意把自己启示给人。
Because God the Father is pleased to reveal Himself to us.
他才差遣他的儿子耶稣到世界上。
And that's why He sent His only Son to Jesus to us.
耶稣到世界上来的时候
，When Jesus came to the earth,
他就说：“你们有了子，就有了父。”你们没有子就没有父。
And that's why you say that when you have a son, you have God the Father. If not, you do not have God the Father.
因为我将我的父显给你们看。
Because I am the one who reveal my Father to you.
所以子把自己启示给人。
So the Son revealed Himself to us,
就赐下子来做这个工作。
And God also through the Son revealed to us.
那么父把子差来的时候
，And God the Father when He sent the Son,
子就成为父的代表。
The Son became the representative
of God the Father. 所以透过子，我们知道上帝。
So through the Son, we know about God the Father.
你们的父就是我的父。
Your father is my father.
菲利说：“请你把父显明给我们看。”
Philip said that reveal your father to us.
主耶稣说：“我与您同在这么久，你还讲这句话吗？”
And Jesus said, "I've been together with you for such a long time. You still say this?"
我实实在在告诉你
，Truly I tell you,
你们看见了我，就是看见了上帝。
When you see me, you see God.
所以基督启示了父给我们。
And also Christ Jesus revealed the Father to us.
父子在差遣圣灵到世界上。
And God the Father, God the Son.Send the Spirit to mankind.
圣灵使人明白上帝的事情。
And the Holy Spirit allows us to understand the Word of God.
所以哥林多前书第二章告诉我们
，First Corinthians chapter two says,
若不是人的灵
，If it is not man's spirit,
谁知道人的事
？Who can understand man's things?
照样。若不是上帝的灵
，If it's not God's spirit,
谁知道上帝的事
？Who can understand things about God?
圣灵把上帝的事启示给我们。
So the Holy Spirit reveals things about God to us.
这样，父启示。
So God the Father reveals,
子启示
，God the Son reveals,
圣灵启示
，and the Holy Spirit reveals,
圣父、圣子、圣灵做了启示之工。
So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit do the work of revelation.
大家说一二三，圣父、圣子、圣灵做了启示之工。现在我把三件事情都做清楚了。
So these three things are clear now.
我已经讲出来了。
I've spoken to you.
上帝的三大工作，第一
，three great work of God. First.
创造之工
，work of creation。
第二
，the second，
救赎之工
，work of salvation。
第三
，the third，
启示之工
，work of revelation。
再一次啊，那明天我考你的书的时候，你记得了哈。
Tomorrow I'm going to test you。
一二三，上帝做创造之工
，work creation。
上帝
，God
做救赎之工
，that's the work of salvation。
上帝
，God
做启示之工
，that's the work of revelation。
现在我问你
，I want to ask you now，
创造之工。圣父、圣子有份，圣灵有没有份
？What a work creation!
有没有
？God the Father, God the Son, God
the
Holy Spirit. Yes.
我在问你，救赎之工，圣子、圣灵有份，圣父有没有份
？What a God the Father in the work of salvation? Yes.
我在问你，那启示之工是圣父、圣子有份，圣灵有没有份
？What a Holy Spirit in the work of revelation?
现在我问你
，I want to ask you now，
圣灵的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit
跟圣子的工作一样
，is the same with the work of the Holy Spirit
圣父的工作一样
，same with the God the Father。
我再说什么工作
？What are the work？
第二
，work of creation， work of revelation，
第三
，work of revelation。
你们这三篇听清楚了。
So we are clear on this.
你们就等于好好念了一些神学了。
Then you have studied some theology now.
你知道吗
？You know，
这是很基本性的架构。
This is a very fundamental structure.
如果啊，我还活着十年的话
，If I live 10 more years，
我用这些讲座兼顾各地的圣徒。
I will use the doctrine to establish many Christians.
有一天我死了
，When I die，
你不必纪念我。
You don't have to remember me.
你只要把这些道记清楚就好了。
But only remember all these truths clearly.
然后持守真理。
And also founded on this firmly.
教导给你的孩子们。
And teach your children.
教导给基督的门徒。
Teach also the disciples of Christ.
让这世界上有纯正的真理存下去，就是。
So that there were pure truth existing in the world.
现在我问你。
Are they asking now?
福音派的人相信圣灵的工作吗？
The evangelicals, do they believe in the work of the Holy Spirit?
我问你。
Are they asking now?
我再问你一次。
One more time.
福音派的人相信圣灵的工作。
Evangelicals, do they believe in the work of the Holy Spirit?
谁可以说你们的教会没有圣灵？
Who can say that your church does not have the Holy Spirit?
谁说你们的教会不信圣灵的工作？
That your church does not believe in the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不能随便被人毁谤。
So we cannot be simply be slandered.
我们不能随便受人定罪。
And shouldn't be simply condemned by others.
相反的，我问你一个问题。
And in the reverse, only ask a question.
你所说的圣灵工作到底是什么？
When you talk about the work of the Holy Spirit, what kind of work did you speak about?
因为我这样叫做圣灵工作。
Because I move in this manner, that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
我告诉你，你大大搞错了。
You're wrong, very wrong.
圣经所讲的圣灵的工作，你完全忘记了。
Because you've forgotten all about the work of the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
你现在倒过来说，你有圣灵工作是圣经没有记载的。
And what you say you have the work of the Holy Spirit is not recorded in the Bible.
为我盼望基督徒眼睛醒过来。
So I want the Christian to be enlightened in their eyes.
我们的灵魂救过来。
And also our mind be reminded.
神的道高过一切。
That the word of God is higher than everything.
你怎么可以在神的道之外用一些东西来教导我们这些领受神道的人？
How can you decide the word of God to teach us as legal?
求主可怜我们。
God have mercy on us.
现在我要先补充刚才那一段话，然后我再讲下去。
I want to make up some more on what I've spoken.
如果圣父、圣子、圣灵都做创造之工，
If God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit do the work of creation,
为什么我们通常说我信上帝全能的父创造天地的主？
Why is that we say that I believe God the Father is Almighty who created all things?
如果圣父、圣子、圣灵都做救赎之工，
If God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit all does the work of salvation,
为什么我说我信我主、我救主耶稣基督？
Why say I say that I believe my God, my Lord, who is the Savior?
如果圣父、圣子、圣灵一同做启示之工，
If God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit all does the work of revelation,
为什么我们常常我受圣灵感动， Why? 圣灵启示先知使徒？
Why is that you say that the Holy Spirit revealed to the prophets and the apostles?
当我们讲上帝创造的时候，
When you say God creates,
好像我们忽略的基督同圣灵是有份的。
It looks as if you neglect the part played by the Son and the Spirit.
当我们讲耶稣是救主的时候，
When you say Christ Jesus is the Savior,
我们好像忽略了圣父圣灵也是有份的。
It looks as if that we neglect the share of the Father
and
the Spirit.
讲圣灵启示的时候，
When you say Holy Spirit revealed,
好像我们又忘记了圣父圣子也是有份的。
It looks as if we你看 the part played by the Father and the Son.
我们怎么明白这个问题呢？
How do we understand about this work?
请你注意下面的话。
And not to play emphasis on this.
圣父、圣子、圣灵一同做。
And God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit does together.
但这三个工作。
But all these three work.
有一个位格是重点的位格。
There is an emphatic person.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
虽然同做是三个工作。
Even though all these three persons does the same work.
每一个工作有一个重点的位格组合。
All different work as an emphatic person.
这个叫做重位格。
The emphatic person.
好，我现在问你。
I'm asking now.
创造的重位格是谁呀？
The work creation, who is the emphatic person?
圣父。
God the Father.
救赎的重位格是谁？
The God of the work of salvation, who is the emphatic person?
圣子。
The Son.
启示真理的工作谁是做中位格？
The work of revelation, who is the emphatic person?
你明白了？
The Holy Spirit, you now understand.
我盼望今天你的头脑很清楚明白基督教这个重要的教义。
I hope that you understand very clearly this very important doctrine of Christianity.
好，李建安牧师。
Pastor 李建安。
结婚了没有？
Are you married?
结婚了。
Yes.
生了孩子没有？
If you have children?
生了孩子。
Yes.
一个孩子。
How many?
一个孩子
，Only one，
是男的，是你的
，Boy or girl，
是你的
，Girl，
那么你姓李的
，So you are Mr. Lee，
你生的孩子也是姓李
，Of course your children will be named after Lee，
请问你的女儿千金到底什么名字
？What's the name of your children， child， daughter， 子宁，
李子明，
李子宁，
所以李建安生李子宁
，So 李建安 has given birth to 李子宁，
对不对啊
？Is that right？
对不对
？Is that right？
你说不对，他怎么会送
no, no. I cannot give birth to anybody.
一定他太太生，他怎么会生？
It must be the wife that gave birth to.
我告诉你，
Do I tell you?
我说李建安生李子宁没有错。
So I say 李建安 has given birth to 李子宁 is wrong.
你说李建安太太生李子宁也没有错。
So when you say this, 李建安 has given birth to 李子宁 it's wrong too.
如果李建安不娶李建安太太，李建安太太怎么会生李子宁出来？
So if 李建安 has not got married to Mrs. Lee, then how can she give birth to 李子宁？
所以呢，李子宁是李建安的孩子，没有错。
So 李子宁 is the child of 李建安 is wrong.
李建安的太太把李子宁生出来也没有错。
So Mrs. 李建安 also given birth to 李子宁 is right too.
李建安跟李建安师母生李子宁，对的。
So Mr. 李建安 and the wife give birth to 李子宁 is right.
但是做中位格是太太，不是丈夫。
So the emphatic person is the wife.
你明白了吗？
So you understand now.
圣父、圣子、圣灵创造。
So God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit create.
父是注重位格。
And the emphatic person is the Father.
圣父、圣子、圣灵救赎。
And the Father, the Son, and also the Spirit save.
子是注重位格。
And the Son is the emphatic person.
圣父、圣子、圣灵启示。
And also Father, Son, and Spirit reveal.
灵是注重位格。
The emphatic one is the Spirit.
好，现在因为注重位格的了解。
Because you understand about the emphatic person.
现在我要问。
I want to ask now.
我们福音派的人。
The evangelicals.
我们圣经信仰的人。
So he who believes in the Bible.
我们基督徒。
We Christians.
我们信圣灵的工作。
So we believe in the work of the Spirit.
Amen. 那么圣灵最大的工作是什么？
Then what is the greatest work of the Spirit?
圣灵最大的工作。
What is the most important work of the Spirit?
就是把道从天上带到世界上来。
So to bring the word from heaven to us.
然后借着道重生人，把罪人带到天上。
And through the word regenerate us to bring us back to the heaven.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
这个道是很重要的。
The word is very important.
圣灵把道从天上带到世界上。
The Holy Spirit brought to us the word from heaven to mankind.
圣灵用道重生人，把人带回天上。
And also using the word to regenerate us to bring us back to the heaven.
这是圣灵最大的工作。
This is the greatest, most important work of the Spirit.
如果没有圣灵把道从天上带来，
If it is not the Spirit that brings to us the word from heaven,
按照上帝形象样式被造的人，只有道的理念。
So we who are created after the image of God only have the ideology of words.
只有道的这个猜想。
And also the speculation about the words.
只有道的摸索。
And also the searching of the words.
这个摸索到最高的时候就是道可道非常道。
The highest limit it comes in the word that can be spoken is not a true word.
没有办法道出来。
There's no way to speak it out.
这个道很伟大。
The word is so great.
道则已不可思议地。
The word cannot leave you even for a moment.
但是呢，举夫直至信以天道，不可得而闻。
And also this, we can only believe in the word, but we cannot hear of it.
The word and the nature of our master, we can never heard about that. 没有办法知道他的天道。
So there is no way to know about it.
圣灵最大的工作。
So the greatest work of the Holy Spirit.
就是把道从天上带到世界上。
To bring the word from heaven to mankind.
那圣灵的工作，你说我不信吗？
So you see that I cannot believe in the work of the Holy Spirit.
我不但信。
Not only that I believe.
我是凭着他的工作把道借试下来，借着道我才能产生这样的信。
It is according to what he has done that according to his word I can produce the faith.
因为信道是从。
Because to believe in the word.
大家说，信道是从听到。
From hearing about the word.
Faith comes by hearing.Hearing the word of God.
我们乃是听到神的道，因此我们相信
the word of Jesus Christ.
基督耶稣的道。
And who bring down the word of God to the earth?
谁把神的道从天上带下来呢？
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
现在请你注意啊。
好， pay attention.
两件最重要的事情。
Two very important things.
有关道的。
About the word.
都是圣灵的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
第一，
the first,
圣灵启示先知使徒。
And also, Holy Spirit reveal, inspire to the apostle and the prophets.
神的道就临到世间。
And the word of God now coming to humankind.
先知使徒把 受圣灵默示得着的道记载下来。
And the prophet and also the apostle have they been inspired by the God and the Holy Spirit and they write down the word of God.
这就产生了文字的道。
And become the written word.
The word in writing form.
就是成为写下的道。
文字的道。
And the word in written form.
这个是圣灵的第一个工作。
And that is the first work of the Holy Spirit.
如果圣灵没有感动先知，
If the Holy Spirit never reveal and inspire to the prophet,
就没有旧约的圣经。
Then there's no Old Testament.
如果圣灵没有感动使徒们，
If the Holy Spirit do not inspire the apostles,
就没有新约的圣经。
Then there's no New Testament.
所以这一本圣经是上帝文字的道。
So this Bible is the word in written form by God.
是因为圣灵把道从天上带下来。
Because the Holy Spirit brings to us the word from heaven.
是圣灵把道启示给先知同时。
He is the one who revealed the word to the prophet and to the apostles.
所以文字的道就在人间。
So the word in written form is not in our midst.
大家都感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
在人间有上帝文字的道。一二三。在人间有上帝文字的道，谁的工作？
Whose work is that?
谁的工作？
Whose work is that?
上帝的工作。
God's work.
哪一个位格做中位格？
Which person is an emphatic person?
圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit.
这是第一样啊。
This is the first.
第二样。
The second.
是圣灵感孕玛利亚。
Is the Holy Spirit that make conception to Mary?
这玛利亚才怀的耶稣基督道成肉身。
And that's why Mary was able to conceive Christ Jesus, the Word becoming flesh.
这样道成了肉身就变成一个人。
So the Word becoming flesh come to be a person.
道就来到人的中间。
And the Word coming into our humankind.
这就是神与人同在。
And that's called Emmanuel.
上帝住在我们的中间。
That God dwelling in our midst.
充充满满有恩典有真理。
Filled with glory and also grace and truth.
这个叫做肉身的道。
And that is called the word in flesh.
好，请你注意哦，这样在历史上。
So in history.
这两大工作。
These two very important ministries.
就要把道从天上带到人间来。
Is to bring the word from heaven to humankind.
道到人间来的时候。
When the word comes into the human world.
人就借着道明白上帝。
The man through the word understand God.
人借着道领受上帝的生命。
Man through the word receive the life of God.
人借着道对上帝产生信仰。
Man also through the word have the faith to God.
人借着道回到上帝里面。
Man also through the word can return back to God.
这样大的工作。
Such a great ministry.
是谁的工作？
Whose work is that?
圣灵的工作。
The work of the Spirit.
因为圣灵把天上的道带到世界上来。
Because Holy Spirit bring the word from heaven to humankind.
历史上才有上帝话语的书。
And that's why in history there's the written word of God in written form.
历史上才有上帝同在的道成肉身。
And that's why in the history there is God dwelling in us in flesh.
所以圣经是上帝文字的道。
And also the Bible is the word of God in written form.
耶稣基督是上帝肉身的道。
And also Christ Jesus is the word of God in flesh.
道记载在圣经里面。
And the word is recorded in the Bible.
道成了肉身。
The word incarnated.
神的话来到我们中间。
And the word of God come into our midst.
神的儿子来救赎我们。
The son will come to save us.
道不在天上了。
It is not now in heaven.
道不是远远在那边。
The word is not far away.
我不是说天上没有道。
I'm not saying heaven has no word now.
因为这个道已经来到人间了。
Because the word has come to humankind.
它现在不是远在天边。
So it is far away.
他现在已经在人的中间了。
But it's in our midst.
在历史的中间了。
In history.
在时空的里面了。
And also in time and space.
当你接受耶稣基督的时候。
When you receive Christ.
当你从圣经的话产生信心的时候。
When from the word of God you produce faith.
道就进到你的心。
The word comes into your heart.
这些是什么工作？
What is the work?
这些是圣灵的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
圣灵是真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
大家说一二三，圣灵是真理的灵，圣灵是基督的灵。大家说，圣灵是基督的灵，圣灵是上帝的灵。大家说，圣灵是上帝的灵，上帝就是真理。
And God is truth.
基督就是上帝。
And Christ is God.
真理的灵就是把上帝的真理启示下来。
The Spirit of God also revealed the truth of God to us.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
如果有人对你说你的教会不信圣灵的工作。
If people were to tell you that church do not believe in the work of the Holy Spirit.
你不必再受动摇了。
You cannot be shaken.
因为你明白圣灵的工作是比他更清楚。
Because you understand more, even clearer about the work of the Holy Spirit compared to them.
是上帝。
Because He's God,
圣灵做了上帝的工作
，and the Spirit has done the work of God.
圣灵的创造上有份
，and also He has created.
圣灵在救赎上有份
，and also He has saved.
因为他施行的救恩
，because He has applied salvation to us.
圣灵的启示上有份
，and also He has shared revelation.
因为人若没有上帝的灵，就不能认识上帝。
Because if it's not without the Holy Spirit, we can understand things about God.
圣灵启示的工作
，and also He has done the work of revelation.
就不要。就是要把道从天上带到世界上。